state your name for the record, sir.
Mark Anthony Garcia.
Mr. Garcia, you stated your name already, but you also state your ABC number for the record, sir.
It's 113903.
Thank you, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency regarding the three allegations on your warrant, and based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 1st of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on that statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kowalis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your county chair. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see there, and that is Mr. Turner. The Honorable Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Garcia and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Garcia, as I stated, you have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and once I read them, please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine. On or about February 28, 2018, per the task DCMS lab report, dated March 8, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 7, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary, dated March 22nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
And finally, as you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2643 Newell Drive in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about March 9, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts is unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Garcia, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Columbus. Okay. So, sir, now we will go in, we will move into phase two of your hearing, where the board will make a determination whether to revoke your commitment to supervision or to continue you on supervision. But before we go into any details in phase two, we're going to get some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. And we're going to ask you to remain quiet while we get this information. Mr. Turner, would you be kind enough to give us that information, some contact information, sir?
Mr. Garcia was released from ADC custody on 11-22-2017 and arrested on 7-11-2018 by Mesa PD. No new charges were noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 7-11-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 327-2021. With 124 abscondes. Current conviction, 2001, burglary second degree, 10 years. 2001, commitment G, count 2, burglary second degree, 10 years. Prior convictions, 1994, commitment A, count 1, shock incarceration, 1 year, 15 months. 1994, commitment B, count 1, theft, 2 years, 6 months. 1996, commitment C, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 1996, commitment D, count 2, burglary, 3rd degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2000, commitment E, count 2, theft means of transportation, 11 years, 3 months. 2000, commitment E, count 3, theft of credit card obtaining fraud, 5 years. 2000, commitment E, count 4, theft of credit card obtaining fraud, 5 years. 2000, commitment E, count 5, theft of credit card obtained, 5 years. 2000, Commitment E, count six, theft of a credit card, obtained five years. 2000, commitment E, count seven, theft of a credit card, obtained five years. 2000, commitment E, count eight, theft of a credit card, obtained five years. 2001, commitment F, count one, burglary, second degree, 10 years. 2001, commitment F, count two, burglary, second degree, 10 years. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1996, TR release, escape, that's old terminology, for 40 days, arrested on new charges, received new ADC sentence, and administratively revoked. 1999, TIS release, absconded for 32 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with possession of contraband, drugs, gambling, and fighting noted. Other arrest, 1988, burglary, first degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1989, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992, theft, Arizona juvenile detention. 1992, burglary, third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992, burglary, third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992, burglary, third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1994, theft, Arizona County Jail. Has a GB score of G5, B6.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mr. Turner, thank you, sir. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Garcia. Based on information that I see, when you were initially released from prison, you were approved to reside at 2013 North 22nd Street in Phoenix, and then you changed your residence to move out to Tarleton, and then you came back to Phoenix, and then you did not provide any other residential addresses to be investigated prior to your absconding. So why did you continue to move, sir? What was going on in your life when you were out, sir? Resulting in moving around.
Well, at the time when I was residing on 22nd Street in McDowell, I wasn't really getting along with my sister, and I asked my parole officer if I could change my address, and he granted it, and I moved to with my niece, and me and my niece weren't getting along, so my parole officer put me in a halfway house, and I was just really hurt that my niece told my parole officer that we weren't getting along, so it just, at the time that I was at the halfway house, I just wasn't really coping with the residents there, and just the people that I was living with, so I just left, you know.
And when you left, where did you go when you left, sir? Where did you go when you left there, sir?
I went with my family in Tempe, and I was just staying there, and I was going to just turn myself in after the summer, and I ended up getting caught instead. Okay. I stopped calling my parole officer, I stopped going to task, and I just think those are the infractions that I got for not reporting to task after March or something like that, because I just stopped reporting, I stopped calling my parole officer, I stopped going to see him. I told my family and everything, because they were concerned too, because they knew that I had a warrant out for my arrest and that I was on a run, so I just told them I was going to turn myself in after the summer.
Okay. Any particular reason why you chose after the summer to turn yourself in, sir, or just decided you wanted to?
Well, just that, because I knew that it was going to be hot in the Arizona Department of Corrections, so I just wanted to wait until after the summer and just turn myself in, that way I know about. Because I knew I was going to have to do that time that I was absconding, so I just
Okay, so I do take
no. I had no intention of breaking the law or committing any crime. I just, wanted to just be with my family.
Now, do take note that you did have employment while you were out. How long were you employed,
yes,
sir?
I was employed for the first job I went to, I think it was like a month and a half, almost 2 months, and then I relocated to the west side, Mark Schmier, from where I was sitting, because I was on 83rd Avenue, or Buckeye, so I got a job on 75th Avenue, Van Buren, at a furniture store, just unloading and loading on furniture.
Okay, sir. Well, we're glad to know that you had employment. We always commend you for that, because show that you do have some skills and some initiatives as well. Also take note that you were to complete the CHC substance abuse program. I believe that what they say here that you to do 48 sections, you attended 12 and failed to attend 4. And then you was enrolled at MRC, Maricopa Interest Center, for 30-day program. You completed that program January 13th of 2018. Congratulations on completing that program, sir, in January. Okay, now we move down here to all these UAs. It seems to me that you had a number of negatives. We give you credit for that, and I'm just not going over all of these. But then you at one point you were positive in December the 17th for ETG. I think that's the marijuana. And then you had a couple of diluted ones in January of 2018. And then when I moved down to February of 2018, you had amphetamine and amphetamine. When did you start using meth? Like, why were you using meth, sir? That seemed to have been pretty strong. Well, what was going on in your life that you decided to use methamphetamine, sir?
I don't know. I think I just, when I got out, I was overwhelmed with my family just embracing me and with the loss of my mom. And in 2016, she passed away, and I just got out, and all those feelings just kind of came back, and I was just hurt. I just didn't know what to do, and I was confused, and just it was around me, so I was trying to just bury the pain that I was feeling, but I just used that one time, and I knew I had to go drop that UA. It was already the third day, but I guess I wasn't clean, so I produced dirty.
Okay. We're sorry that you decided to use it. When you say it was around you, was it your relatives or friends, or you just out on the street somewhere?
Out on the street, just friends. Okay. Both people that I just hung around with.
And I take note here, I'm just looking at some of the information that was provided, that you were a message from the offender stating that he was in the hospital in Tarleton. You were in the hospital at some point while you were out, sir? Or that was somebody else?
Yeah, I was there and just had me myself for a little bit, and I just was going to try to get that as an excuse to bring it to my parole officer to say that they're one of the reasons why I had absconded. You know, but I never stayed, I never committed to it, so I just left the hospital also before any information was given.
You might as well just leave it. You went out to the hospital too, and you just went stand in one place, it seemed. Okay, let me just ask one other question, then I'll go down the board numbers. What were you doing when the Mesa Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was at the park at Mesa, and I crossed the street to go to the Dildelli store, and I was in a crosswalk, and there was no traffic, and he just pulled me over and just said that, you couldn't wait for the light, and asked me for my ID, so I gave him my ID, and he just said that, I have a DOC warrant, right? And I was like, yes, and that's what they just arrested me and sent me to Alhambra.
Okay, so in other words, you were, I guess, term that they used to use, you were jaywalking. So they just decided to give you to check you out. Okay, sir. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions for you at this time, and I neglected to say when I begin that you do have a supporter in the room. A member who wish to speak on this matter, so please come forward. And she's been waiting with patience all morning for you, sir. And she's coming up here smiling. Therefore, I don't know what the relationship is, but I did not do this up front. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? Do you so affirm?
I do.
And what is your name?
Alma Guzman.
And thank you so very much. And what do you want to tell the board this morning about Mr. Garcia?
As I stated in the letter that I wrote the board.
And we admit that we do have a copy of this letter handwritten. And thank you so very much for submitting it to the board.
Thank you for reading it.
Dated July 24th, 2018. Just for the record. Yes, ma'am.
And I do believe that he has a strong support system with his family. It's just that he's been gone so many years that it's been difficult for them to interact. And with his mom passing, and I know it's not an excuse and I'm not trying to make it, but he really did have a downfall because of that. And I believe he needs help with his drug problem. And I think that the best way to get it is if he commits to the programs out here. I don't think the prison really has the kind of programs that he can have out here. And I would be part of this support system as well. I would do everything to help him.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you by no means, therefore, but I just want to ask this, though. You said that he has family support, but it seemed to me that when he was out, that support with the family just wasn't working. I think he fell out with his niece and his sister or something. They just didn't quite get along so well.
He has a large family, and not all of them get along with him. But he does have some that he's really close to, and I think that he could have some support. The last place that he stayed at with his niece, Lori, he used to watch the kids for her, and he's really good with the kids. I mean, it's too bad she couldn't be here today to tell you herself. But she does. He's a really good person. He's done a lot of time in prison, and I think he's willing to change his life around this time.
And just for information, how long have the two of you been dating? If I guess I can use the word dating. I think you were listed as the fiancé, so how long have two of you been dating?
February 2000.
When, obviously?
February.
Since February this year, okay. And how did you get to know him, by the way?
I met him through my son.
Oh, okay. Well, after he was out, you had the opportunity to meet them. Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, members, do you have any questions? They don't have any questions. Anything else you want to tell the board, ma'am?
No, I was just hoping that you give him another chance. And like I said, I'll be part of his support system. I'll even go to classes with him, whatever it takes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so very much, and thank you for your testimony, as well as the wonderful letter that you wrote. Is very clear and concise. Don't have to be a genius to figure out what you were saying in the letter. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for hearing me out.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, sir, we are back to you. You heard what your fiance said, and so we're back to you, sir. Board members have no further questions for you at this time. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir, without repeating yourself?
Well, I just want to say that I really appreciate the opportunity to be back reinstated and just give myself another chance, because being back in here is just bringing me down. It's not the same, because at first I was just willing to just do my time and just get out and just have an opportunity to just, try to make it. I swore to myself that I was going to do good and I was never going to come back here again, but I was just so overwhelmed and things just happened the way they did, and I apologize to my parole officer, and my intentions were never to, make him overwork and just do a job. I mean, he was really supportive. He came out, he was really cool, and he wasn't a jerk and a dick, and he helped me out, and he gave me a lot of opportunity. I just want to be able to go home and just spend some time with my other family that I do get along with, and just work and just stay out.
Okay, well,
I just think I've got a couple more years to do it. If I do have to do it, I'm just done with this place. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of doing time. That's all I have to say.
Okay, well, Thank you so very much, sir. And now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, but stay on the phone, because everything the board does is done in public, so that you can hear everything that the board says. So now the board is in discussion. Okay. I find Mr. Garcia has been a very interesting individual who seemed to have been trying to do the right thing when he was out, but somehow it just did not work. As he indicated that he had had, his mother had died in 2016 when he was still incarcerated, and then when he got out, something just didn't quite work with some of his family members, as he and his fiance said. That's a large family, so that was not true of all of them, but the ones that he was to reside with, it just didn't work out, and at least he said that to the parole officer. Board members, I will admit that I'm somewhat on the fence on this one. However, I just cannot at this moment, but I want to listen to you first. I just cannot get over the fact that he did abscond for 4 months, a little more than 4 months. That catches my attention. Anytime when the parole officer does not know where someone is, and that's the most important thing at all, and so this is 124 days, equivalent of 4 months, I just can't get over that, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, hearing nothing from other board members, then I'm going to throw out a motion, see where it goes. My motion is going to be based upon information contained in award number 2018W0843, as well as the fact that Mr. Garcia absconded to 124 days, and he also methamphetamine as well as marijuana. With that being said, I'm going to move to revoke this community supervision based upon the same. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corwin. So your community supervision is revoked. I know you don't want to hear that, but the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and you will, unfortunately, you will not be getting out until March of 2017-2021. We wish you the best. Relax and put together a plan. Get together with your family and everybody else, so that when you get out the next time, you will not get back in arms again. So this will end your hearing, and if you'll be kind enough to put the seal through on the form, I would certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Our hearing is over. Thank you, sir.
God, my love you.